Rose Riley, age 8. Hello, Rose Riley.
Hello.
Good to see you. And Caroline Kernin, aged...
No comments.
And Caroline is Rosie's mum. And we got an email from Caroline saying, my daughter Rosie is 8 and loves park runs since she started 3 months ago. She can now do the full 5K without stopping and is getting faster every week. She'd love to tell you all about it. Caroline, did you know your mum would send that email to us, Rosie?
No.
No. How do you feel about it? Good,
really
bad.
Know.
You don't really know. Well, you're going to run with me. I'm the Ray guy on the T-shirt at 5:30 today, are you?
Yes.
Great.
Definitely.
Brilliant. Now, before we get to the running part and more important things, you made your first Holy Communion on when?
Saturday.
Right.
And I had a really good time.
Yeah.
The only bad thing was that I missed parkrun.
Ah, yes. Because the parkrun's on Saturday morning, 9:30.
Yeah, it is.
And what time is the communion at?
It was at 11.
Oh, yeah. And then you had to hair, makeup, all that sort of stuff. Dress, all that sort of thing.
Not makeup.
No, I know. I'm joking. What about the dress? Could you describe it to us? Was there a dress involved?
It was short. It was about up to my knees.
Yeah.
And it had short sleeves on the sides of it.
Right. And you liked it?
Yeah, I did.
Right. How about the C-A-S-H? Cash?
I made a lot of money.
Right. Okay. Like, a lot of money.
Yes, a lot.
Wow. So what's the plans for the lot of money?
I'm going to buy a tablet and put the rest into my bank account.
Very good. Very good.
She didn't learn that from her mummy.
And that'll make interest. You know what interest is?
No.
No, when you put your money in the bank, if you leave it there, the bank give you back money on top of it every year.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's mad, isn't it? That's, I know. It's like, it's just, you just leave it there. So if you left it there till you're 21... Like, it could be 5 or 6 times what it is now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. There's something to think about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Financial advice and everything.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Free of charge. So, Caroline, you're a park runner.
Yes.
Right. And did Rosie ask or was she told or what?
No. She asked. She saw her mum and dad doing it every week and said, I want to do that. And we kind of thought, you won't be able. It's 5K. It's too much. But her dad had an injury and said, sure, I'm trotting around for a few weeks. You may as well come along. And... yeah, she was well able. Not a bother on her.
Can you beat your dad?
No, not yet, but I really want to.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. That's life for you. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At the finish line, I always sprint and I always beat him.
Aha, yeah. Right. Okay, so you're going to run with us later on today. I'm going to have to go to a song now in a moment. So we'll see you at the start line. Make sure you get your T-shirt. And I'm going to ask your mum about park run here. It's a new route, so we're looking forward to doing it. But the park run, it's a very special event, isn't it, every Saturday morning?
Absolutely.
All over the country.
Yeah. And I think it's the experience in Athlone is probably replicated everywhere, but it's a really nice community event. I'm actually from Dublin originally, and moving to Athlone, parkrun was a really nice community, really lovely way of meeting people. The same kind of core people come every week. It was quite a small event in Athlone, but it's growing now that it's moved to its new location. We've only had 2 runs here at the new location, so Ray, you'll be the third.
Great.
It's not an official parkrun event.
Yeah.
And Rosie reckons she's definitely going to get PBs on this course because I think it's a bit easier than the previous course.
Right.
But yeah, there's some really fantastic volunteers, really wonderful group in Athlone behind parkrun.
You have your hands full there, an old head on young shoulders. Yeah. So how are you for a loan? Do you know what a loan is? It's where you give me some money and I don't give it back to you.
no, that's no deal.
No deal, you're right.